The president and CEO of MDU Resources says he expects the project to bring natural gas to the Doosan Bobcat plant in Gwinner will be finished by this fall. MDU will be building 21 miles of pipeline from the Alliance Pipeline to the Bobcat plant.
Materials are being purchased, will be delivered to the site here not so long. Right away is being in the midst of being secured. Obviously, we need right away to put the pipe on. And so the pipeline project itself will only take, probably 60 to 90 days, depending on the weather that we encounter. So a lot of the preliminary work is already underway.
Dave Gooden says MDU has also approached cities along the route. He says there's a Hutterite colony in the area that is also interested in natural gas.
We would see these as all likely customers of ours because of the real good value that natural gas brings from a long-term stable pricing that we see here in the not-too-distant future.
Meanwhile, Gooden says another project called the Valley Expansion should be completed this year as well. The project would connect the Viking Pipeline in Minnesota to the Williston Basin Pipeline in North Dakota. Gooden says MDU will build 38 miles of pipeline between Mapleton and Felton, Minnesota. He says the project will shore up reliability.
We have bidirectional, so in the event, heaven forbid something were to happen, the line is dug into or there's some issue with the line, we have two ways to feed the customers, and so that helps from a system security and system safety perspective.
Gooden says he also sees the possibility of more customers for natural gas.
Again, we'll see added capacity that we can bring into some of those eastern North Dakota communities that, have a certain amount of capacity today that's largely all been used on the pipe. And so this will aid in some of those economic development activities as we see that to attract in businesses and allow those current businesses to expand that have natural gas needs.
For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.